Deshaun for the fourth straight week. You guys, you know, 33 points at least, 57 a couple games ago. It seems like you talk about every game, but what's working so well with you and O'Brien with the play calling? It seems like as every week goes by, it continues to open up more and more and become a little more, you know, playing to your strengths in every game.
It just starts with the preparation. Coming in on Mondays, correct the mistakes from the previous game, and then, you know, coming in on an off day on Tuesday and getting on the same page of what the opposing team is trying to do and what we think they're going to try to do. And then come in Wednesday and Thursday, the big heavy days, and practice. And like we're, you know, practicing like it's game day. And if we do that and get on the same page and have a great week of preparation, the Sundays, it makes it easier for us to execute.
And working with, you know, initially it was just Hopkins, and obviously you're missing some weapons. But we're seeing Will Fuller, Braxton Miller, Deontay Foreman, Lamar Miller, on and on. Are the pieces starting to kind of fill in around you, and then they're obviously playing off your athletic talents to get this offense putting up 33-plus points in four straight games?
Yeah, I mean, we're all on the same page. We all support each other. We all root for each other, and it's no selfishness. Like I said last week, we all just want to win and score points. So whoever is get open, depending on the scheme, what the defense is doing and the play call, we all supporting each other. And, you know, those guys are – you know, making me better, making me look good. So I appreciate them for, you know, getting open and catching the ball.
Deshaun, what's it like having a deep threat like Will Fuller down the field, just to how quickly things can happen with him?
It just takes the top off. You have to respect that as a defense. So you're either going to have a safety to play deep, or he's going to take two guys with him, and it's going to create an opening in the defense. And so being able to have, you know, a guy like that that can stretch the defense out and open up the underneath routes is big.
What was it like having this kind of game against Cleveland? And I guess you mentioned in the production meeting that you'd had a conversation with Hugh Jackson or something, or a text the day of the draft, that maybe indicating that they were considering drafting you.
Correct. You know, just, you know, me and Hugh kind of during the draft process kind of communicated. They were a team that was big on me, brought me in, worked me out, you know, met with me, phone calls throughout the weeks, and you know, just kind of building a relationship, building a friendship. I didn't know where I was going to go, but at the end of the day, you know, God put me here with Houston, and Hugh texted me that morning and just said, "Be ready. You know, anything can happen." And they, you know, took the pitch they wanted to take with, and I belong in this situation and in this organization. But the relationship and friendship will always continue.
You were saying that did you think that morning when you woke up and getting that text from Hugh that might be going to Cleveland?
That was a possibility. I knew they had two first round picks, and anything can happen. So you know, I just kept an open mind. Didn't want to, you know, get my hopes up too big, and just kind of enjoyed it, have fun with it. It was a lifetime dream, and you know, it ended up being a great night.
And second part of that, athletes often say they have a chip on their shoulder when teams pass them up. Was this a game that you kind of had circled that you wanted to show people? Maybe in Cleveland?
Not really. I go into every game trying to, you know, earn my respect, show the NFL what I can do at this level, and try to produce and get better. If I focus on, you know, the other team and teams passing me up, then I lose track of my job and what I'm supposed to do and my responsibility. So I just focus on myself, making sure that I'm operating offense and leading this team and executing a game plan.
Deshaun, you played so well since you got in the starting role. OB was asked about you, and he said, knowing him, he's probably in the locker room now upset because he threw that pick. Does that stick with you that long, or will you dwell more on your touchdown passes?
No, I'm going to be really upset on that pick six. You know, I was talking to a couple of people, and that's only my second pick six ever in my lifetime of football. Threw one last year against NC State, and then this today. So I was, you know, pissed off. I hate turning the ball over. So it's going to stick with me. But, you know, I'm going to go on a bye week and correct the mistakes, get better with my fundamentals and operation of the offense, and come back the week after and get ready for, I want to say, Seattle.
Can I get a comment from you on the homage you're playing to Warren Moon there today with your outfit?
Oh, yeah, it's all love and respect for Warren Moon. I had the privilege to meet him this summer at the Cam Newton Foundation. So it was me, Cam, and Warren just kind of having a great conversation, great night. And, you know, we've been communicating throughout camp, throughout the season. And, you know, he's a great guy that I can look up to and ask for advice, because he's been in my shoes before. So, you know, I just test him, and he said he'll send me a jersey, so you know, I pulled out this for this outfit.
Deshaun, going back to, you know, the relationship that you were building with you a little bit in the draft process, I mean, just what were your impressions of him, and did he say anything to you after the game today?
Yeah, he came up to me before the game, pregame, and said best of luck. He was proud of me. And just keep it going. And then after the game, he's pretty much said, you know, great job. Keep leading this team and best of luck. But, you know, like I said before, our relationship, you know, we text here and there, you know, checking up on each other. But, you know, we're both busy. And, you know, he's a great guy. I respect him and all the things you do.
You said no chip on your shoulder. Everything happens for a reason. And with you landing with the Texans, as you're now 2 or 3 months in, what are some of the things that for you make it feel like it's a great fit? Everything from coaching, building, the whole nine.
I'm just comfortable. I'm having fun with it. Whenever I stop having fun with it, then I know it's not the right fit. But once I stepped here and after the day after the draft and got to meet the players and the coaches and just being this facility, you know, I knew it was right, and I've been having fun ever since. So, you know, I'm enjoying this process. I'm enjoying the journey, taking it one step at a time. And, you know, until I stop having fun with it, you know, I know this is the right fit.
Deshaun, you have the most touchdowns by a rookie in NFL history through 6 games, and you're the first person to throw 3 touchdown passes in 3 straight games. What do you think about the fact that you're doing things that no rookie quarterback has ever done before?
It's pretty cool. It's straight. Should have had more, missed some opportunities out. But, you know, if you look at the big picture and kind of see the things I'm doing, it goes all to the support cast I have around me and the people that push me. Starting with, you know, the draft process with Jordan Palmer and Quincy Avery, all the way up to, you know, OTA's training camp with Sean Ryan and Coach OB. And then having the O-linemen to protect me, the running backs to get open, receivers to get open. And just the whole offense and team coming together. So, you know, it's just bigger than me and the support cast that's helping me do the things I'm doing. You know, it's an honor, and you know, I appreciate all of them.
Doing the math, I'm thinking you probably don't really have any memories of Warren playing for the Houston Oilers, right?
Not at all.
but have you done your homework? How much do you know about that? And of course, the Houston tie has got to be pretty important in the friendship that's developed, right?
Correct. I just know that I've seen highlights, but I just know that he was a big part of this city, this organization, whenever the Houston Oilers was here, and just how, you know, the fan base is still, you know, in love with him and what he'd done, you know, for this city and this organization was huge. And I'm trying to, you know, do the same thing for the Houston Texans and you know, continue to have success and build on it.
Deshaun, can you take us through the first touchdown pass, 3-3? I think it was a play action. What you saw on that throw to Fuller?
Just seeing the safety. He was cheating too far inside. I guess he assumed that Will was going to cross his face. And Will broke out, and the safety trapped down. And, you know, it was really a cover two. And we just had the angle. And, you know, I got the ball off. And, you know, he made a great catch and got in the end zone. So, whatever we worked on this week, it worked out perfectly.
Deshaun, you guys will now enter the bye week and then have a week off before you go to Seattle. What's the mindset with these last 10 games? Obviously, I mean, you've only, you know, you played in 6, started 5, but this team is obviously trying to get back to the playoffs. How important is that to try and get this team directed toward making the playoffs this year as a starting quarterback, now having a bye week to kind of really settle in as the starter and the leader?
Just kind of, you know, this win was huge. You know, every win is big in the NFL. But, you know, especially this one going into the bye week, you know, we have something positive to look at and some things to correct. But at the same time, it, you know, even out the record 3-3. And but this season being so long, you kind of get lost in the record and the things that you have to really focus on. But, you know, just take it 1 week at a time. Get back to the basics and the fundamentals this off week and the week after. Everyone get healed up, get rested, recover. And, you know, it's a springboard from here. You know, it's going to be a grind. It's going to be a marathon. And we just have to take it one step at a time and just keep grinding, pushing forward.